Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Rogel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive beyond second. Hayes can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Owen moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. Grubb moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Grubb scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. Swanson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive towards third. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Greenberg moves to third. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Hogsett moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Appling moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Appling scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, White Sox. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Grubb scores. Jones goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-0, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Walker scores. Greenberg moves to third. Rogel moves to second. It's 10-3, White Sox. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenberg scores. Rogel moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 10-4, White Sox. Pete Fox pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-5, White Sox. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Sorel now pitching. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sorel, and towards Gehringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Appling reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. 2 outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Walker reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's 10-6, White Sox. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for a double play. 2 outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sullivan bunts towards first. Greenberg fields the ball and throws to Sorrell covering. Safe. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Appling moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball towards left. Walker catches it and throws to Greenberg, who throws to second to double up Sullivan. Appling scores. It's 11-6, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to second. Billy Real pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Heine Scubbel pinch runs for Ray Hayworth. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Rogel moves to third. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.